1. Bats and Buddies. Run, run, run! Avery McIntosh's breath floated out in front of him as he panted, his heart racing. The crisp fall air flooded his chest. Just get to the bench. The bench he sprinted for was the buddy bench Holloway Hills Middle School installed last year. If he could make it to the rainbow-colored bench before Becky Benansky grabbed him, he'd be home free. There was a jerk on his shoulder as Becky pulled on the dangling shoulder strap of Avery's backpack. "Give it here, McIntosh," she growled. Avery yanked on his backpack as he ran. Becky and her crew, Alex, Tanner, and Simon, closed in on him. The Bats, they called themselves. Avery just called them bullies. They thought they ruled the school. The bench shone brightly like a beacon on the top of the grassy hill he ran up. He could make it, only about 20 feet to go, but they were all uphill, and his legs were getting tired. The book of top-secret Minecraft hacks weighed him down from inside his backpack. As he ran, he took his backpack off and held it in front of him so Becky couldn't grab the straps again. There was no way she was getting this book.
"I borrowed it from the library, fair and square,"
Avery yelled over his shoulder. His foot touched down on a damp maple leaf and slipped out from under him.
"No!"
He lost his balance but didn't wipe out. That was close. He panted hard as he arrived at the top of the hill, only a few feet to the buddy bench, and he didn't dare look around to see how close the Bats were. Like a major leaguer diving for third, he lunged at the bench, fingers first. His right hand smacked against the seat of the bench. A puff of air escaped his mouth as he narrowly missed whacking his face on the ground. He took a deep breath and pulled himself up to sit on the bench. Jordan rushed over and sat beside him.
"Hey, Avery,"
she said as if nothing was out of the ordinary. He swore she lurked around the corner, just waiting for someone to sit on the bench so she could join them and show them they had a friend. Not that she wasn't a good friend. She was the best, always there when he needed her.
"Hi, Jor. You may have won this time, McIntosh,"
Becky cut him off.
"But you haven't won the war."
Avery frowned.
"What war?" "Kind of a girl move, don't you think? Running to the buddy bench."
Becky stood with her hands on her hips, towering over Avery and Jordan, her blonde hair cascading over her shoulders.
A girl move to go with your girl name."
This time it was Alex who interrupted. Jordan stood and placed her hands on her hips, mocking Becky. The thing is, with Jordan being the shortest girl in grade 7 and Becky the tallest, it was funny to see the two facing off. It was like a chihuahua thinking it was the same size as a Great Dane. Avery stifled a laugh. The top of Jordan's ponytailed head barely made it to Becky's armpits.
"Oh, look, your girlfriend has to fight your battles for you," said Tanner.
"You're one to talk," Avery said, gesturing to Becky. She was the leader of the Bats and the only girl in their little gang.
"Besides, she's not my girlfriend," he added.
"Whatever,"
said Becky. She turned around and trudged back down the hill to the forest. She paused at the bottom.
"Bats, are you coming or what?"
Alex, Tanner, and Simon ran down the hill after her. Jordan sat back down on the bench.
"What's their problem anyway?"
"You mean other than the usual?"
Avery unzipped his backpack and reached inside. He pulled out the book that had started this little sprint. Super Ultimate Minecraft Hacks. There was a picture of Steve on the front. He had his finger to his lips as if to say, "Shh," even though crafters didn't have fingers.
"Whoa!"
Jordan's eyes were as wide as Oreos, just as dark, too. Her mouth gaped while she stared at the book. It seemed like she wanted to reach out and touch it.
"Here," Avery handed her the book. "I just happened to be in the library when Mrs. Harriet put it on display. They just got it."
Avery puffed out his chest, proud to be the very first student to borrow the book.